Yeah. Stand and do your pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Allinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Srulik.
Here. Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, July the 6th.
I make that motion.
Motion's been made. Have a second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Allinger.
Yes.
Srulik.
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll, please.
General Administration, $3,876.33. Economic Development, $282.96. Police, $4,359.60. Fire, $1,233.90. Street, $5,348.21. Parks, $9,821.79. Public Health and Safety, $95. Liability Insurance, $75. Garbage, $998.90. Cemetery, $444.07. Water Operations, $19,470.48. Sewer Operations, $711.27. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $550. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $641.08. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $447,272.20.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Need a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I make a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Allinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. We'll move down to petitions and communications. Jim Mobley's here this evening. You want to step up to the mic, please? Thank you. You want to state your name and address for us?
My name is Jim Moberly. I live at 606 North Quincy in Clinton, Illinois.
Thank you.
Basically, what I'm here for is I was here approximately a month ago, and I was told that I would be kept informed of what was going on, and I've just heard bits and pieces with Danny talking with you a little bit the other night. I do know that FS was over there today and started spraying on the weeds and whatever. I do know that it was posted, and I do know that it was torn down basically the next morning before, and it was posted again today. It is still up, but I would like to know what's posted up there. I could not figure out on my phone or whatever the different laws that you put on there, like 3.1 or whatever ordinances and whatever. What are those all constituting, what he has to have done before that house is going to be approved for him to be living in? Because I think it's posted he's not supposed to be living there, but yet he is.
Chief, you want to, is that up your on your department to explain to him what?
That'd be Tim.
Okay, Tim.
Those are all out of the Illinois Property Maintenance Code of 2003. Each section that talks about old vegetation, to lack of maintenance on siding, lack of a solid roof, lack of, and I don't remember all the categories, but it basically hits the structure from top to bottom. So The only way to truly make it habitable is to basically go in and fix everything, which is probably not even remotely physically possible. But it's posted on an unfit for human habitated poster, is what it is. And it did disappear, as Mr. Mobley said, probably within, we're expecting within the first few hours of the person getting back home. But when we did spray it today as the next step of cleaning the exterior of the property out as far as vegetation, and that goes, we reposted it again, but probably don't honestly expect that to stay up.
He came home and took a look at it and looked at it, came out and looked at it again, and he did leave it up this time.
Oh, he left it up, okay. So again, today was step one of maybe another two-step process of trying to get the exterior cleaned up,
right,
the yard-wise, not the structure.
What's the status on him living in it, Tim?
Well, we can't do anything about that unless we take him to court. And this is the process still of getting along that line to get enough violations, enough liens, enough ability to get the court to grant us the authority to go in on the property. So that is the status we're at. We're probably still, because again, the vegetation spray will now set neutral and let it do its thing for the next 5 to 15 days, give or take, to let it actually get into the root system and get things cut out, and then they'll be coming back in and cleaning everything out, so the yard, except for grass, should be as bare can be. I say that easily without knowing what the end result will be, but that is the plan to do, and then once we get past it, then we're going to try to go back in and seek court action.
So right now, we're paying for that to be done.
Oh, yeah.
And that goes to lien against the property, goes with this other.
Correct.
Because he's already been totaled quite a few fines.
Well, and what's not on that sheet is he was fined 3 more OVs about 10 days ago, maybe 2 weeks, something like that. And that's what gave us the ability to go in on the weeds.
There's a dollar amount, kind of.
Right. So, I mean, it's accruing is all I can say. But it is a slow pace. That's the issue here. And it takes time to get through all that.
So are we looking at a year or more? Or?
Oh, hope not.
Well,
I doubt very seriously if there's going to be much resistance at the court level, but won't know till we get there, and we won't know if the court system sides with us or not. But again, getting the yard the best we can to the best look and non-habitation of other critters is the game plan. Doesn't eliminate the house. I mean,
what about the all the junk that's out in the front? And
they're not being engaged to touch anything, because till we see what's all in the yard, we don't know what to touch.
Enough said. Well, I won't waste any more of your time. I just want to tell you I'm grateful for you reacting the way you have, and hopefully this is just a step that we can clean up part of our town.
Sure.
And I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. And if possible, could someone kind of update me or whatever, if I leave my phone number, would someone be able to call me?
Tim will let me know. I'll let you know, or Tim can let you know. Either way.
You want me to get a pen?
Sure.
815-592-9127. Thanks again.
He would probably give you the more straighter facts without, you know, skewing something.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Jim. Do we have anybody online that would like to speak to the council? We'll give a few minutes for that. We have a reappointment of the Zoning Board of Appeals, Sue Whitted. You have a motion for that, please?
Motion to reappoint Sue Whitted to the Zoning Board of Appeals, said term to expire July 31st, 2026.
I'm going to make that motion.
I'll make it.
I'll second it.
Call any discussion on it? She's been on the board for how many years, Tim, you think of? She's been on the board for quite a while, hasn't she?
She's been on both boards because she was on ZBA, I mean Planning Commission for a while, then ZBA, a lot of years.
Yeah, okay. We appreciate it. Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ellinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. That's all I have. We'll move down to report from streets and public improvement.
Just a couple of things. Just want to remind everybody that we've only got two more weeks of the city cleanup where you can come up, get a voucher, and take your stuff out to landfill. And also, the guys are picking up brush this week. And you just want to remind people that there is a size limit on the amount of brush you can put out. It's a pickup size load. A lot of people are going away from that and putting out bigger piles. So just want to remind people it's just supposed to be a pickup size load. That's all I have.
Okay. Public property?
I do not have a whole lot either. The one thing that we did lose an employee that had worked for the city for 31 years in Bill Hopper, and I just want people to realize that the family and that's going to be tough. They lost another son 4 months ago, and that's tough losing any child, and I just want people to realize that, you know, keep them in prayer and keep them in their minds because it's going to be a long process of trying to heal and get over all that. And if they see his mom and stuff, just say hello and at least be friendly and let her know that you're thinking about her. And everything else is running pretty smoothly. It's like operations is normal, so hopefully we'll keep that way. But I know a lot of the city employees made it out there today, and it was a very good turnout and showed the respect they had for Bill, so greatly appreciate that. And that's all I've got.
Okay, thank you, John. Health and safety.
Along the line of what Jim was just talking about, I spent all last Wednesday night driving around the town looking at different places. And the ones that I have found, our zoning officer is working on those. The problem is there's so many of around them that people are living in that if they would just take a little pride in their own property, would make it easier for us to concentrate on the others. So just asking everybody to, you know, mow your yards, pick up your garbage, and help us. That's all I had.
Tidy up.
Yes.
Thank you. Tom, you have a report?
I do, Mr. Mayor. On the matter of sales tax, we still are increasing on sales tax from where we were this time last year. However, the amount of the increase was not as much as it was last month. And I think it's due primarily to the problem with car inventories. So that's not much we could do anything about.
No, that's right.
And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. We're going to move on down to unfinished business. We have one motion for a contract for Illinois Drive subdivision.
Motion to approve resolution 2021-8, a resolution authorizing execution of an agreement for project Illini Drive subdivision project and authorize the mayor to sign the contract with Stark Excavating Inc. in the amount of $603,316.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Discussion. We're going to set the price on, we're going to put on file with the prices of them lots. We got 8 lots there, Tim?
Seven.
Seven lots.
This is for all the curb guttering and roads through it?
Yes, sir.
That's what it's for?
Yeah.
Sewer and all that kind of stuff.
Sewer and all, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're putting in the sewer and water. This is mainly just for the concrete work, curb and gutter paving, yeah. Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. We'll move down to new business. We're going to place a couple items on file. We're going to place the price of the lots and the outlots on the subdivision we just approved. The building lots at $25,000 each and the outlots at $2,000 each. Also, we're going to place on file the purchase of the end loader for the sewer department, Old Tarfer, for $112,386. That's all we're going to place on file. We're going to go into closed session and be no business voted on after we get out.
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it.
Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes.
You good folks, have a good night.
You too. Okay, motion to adjourn council meeting.
Make a motion to adjourn the council meeting. We need a second.
Second.
Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
See y'all.
Have a good evening.
You
say she's already ordered pizza. Be careful. Play, Cheryl.
Who?
Patty.
See you, Steve.
She's probably home by now.
Good night, Steve, Tom.
Kenny.
Good night. See you later.
See ya.
See ya.
Guys.